Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a lonely fan star that was drowning in alcohol before a fatal car crash because of a breakup, and nothing of value was lost. I'm guessing that breakup with 2,700 guys is really tough. But the New York Post, where this story comes from, is exaggerating, because no one was ended in that crash. She went to court with her daddy, the neurosurgeon, and he must be so proud of her. She's probably the way she is because she's got daddy issues, because he was too busy working to give her a better life instead of giving her attention. Up next, what the hell is going on in Germany, where 40% of men sit to take a piss? German men must get yelled at by their fascist females to not get the area around the toilet covered in urine. Then again, could it be the Germans are still reeling after WW2? All I know is that real men do not sit down to pee. The real question is, why would anyone know this, and why would Germans answer this question so honestly? Number three, we have another one from the New York Post, saying that tipping culture is out of control, and people are giving less than ever, meaning that restaurant workers' wages will have to go up or they'll quit. So the only solution is to raise food prices, which just brings up inflation and reduces tips even more. But how is tipping culture out of control if people are tipping less? Another nothing burger headline from the New York Compost. Moving on is a girl called Soup in a Can that says her skin has been transformed because her boyfriend busts a nut on her face every night. Meanwhile, it's probably autoimmune related, and all that sunlight that's basically giving her that small tan is probably responsible for her face clearing up. Her face is clear now, but let's see what happens when the cold comes and not very sunny weather returns. Number five is a 23-year-old woman trying to figure out how she has an 8-year-old. Easy. She had her when she was in her teens. She's probably just using her daughter's birthday partly to tell everyone how young she is, because unfortunately for her, she looks like she's well over 40 and a single mother. Her parents must be so proud of her getting preggers at the age of 14 or 15. Up next, imagine winning $20,000 in the slot machines, and a random girl sits next to you and asks you, what are we going to do with the winnings? What do you tell her? You can say we are paying off my debt, or that we will be going to the gun store. You can always tell her that $20,000 makes a lot of cold cuts, and how about she makes you a sandwich? But everyone knows the answer. Get away from me, woman. I'm buying another half a Bitcoin. Number seven, we have the editor of the Muffington Post back in 2018. At the height of Trump derangement syndrome, saying that her androphobic resolution is to end all men. My question is, does that include all the women who transitioned into men as well? I think I know how she's going to try and end us all. By sitting on us, of course. Just imagine if a man made a resolution like this to end all women. He would be fired and dragged out of his office by cops. Number 8, with the rent soaring in the UK, 5,600 students have turned to working in the spicy content and cooch-selling businesses to fund their life in university. It's a Hail Mary pass to save Mary's ass. The more of them get involved selling their snitchy snatch, either digitally or in real life, the lower the prices. Remember, whenever times get tough, they get naked. Lonely Fans is overflowing with these girls these days. Moving on, we have Taylor Swift's house while she was growing up. She says she wasn't raised in a mansion, just a house with a living room and a kitchen table and bills. Meanwhile, her house looks like a plantation. She can't exactly say that I grew up in a mansion, though, because it's not very relatable. But seriously, her farm does look like a plantation. Maybe she needs to pay reparations with the $1 billion that she has now. Number 10, you know that inflation has gotten really bad when it takes two Karens to speak to the manager these days. Someone mentioned to me that the term Karen is anti-white, and he says I shouldn't be pooping on my own people. Maybe we should use the name Kenesha for black women that act like white Karens. What does everyone think? Up next is Cypher from The Matrix. Actor Joe Pantolone, and when he was in the Sopranos episode where he brutally beat a stripper, he says that after the episode aired, a lot more women started hitting on him. and he thought that was a very revealing thing about female nature. One word, hebristophilia. Women have crazy fantasies about men dominating them. With violence, of course. Just look at the crazy sign that this one is holding up proudly. Number 12, the black pill is real. A bunch of women were shouting out that they would rather end themselves instead of being with this man. They all say it with laughter in their voice and wanted to humiliate him. Funny enough, he's also a male model for stock photography. So he at least has a family in the land of photography. Women think they have endless options with online dating these days, but most cat ladies will be begging for a man like him in their 50s. Moving on, there's a disturbing trend where puberty is starting younger and younger, with some girls developing chesticles as early as 6 or 7. Researchers are baffled as to why this is happening. The answer is girls from single mother households, obesity, and birth control pill residue in the water. Science clearly shows that in households where a father isn't present, women develop much faster. Single mother households, once again. Number 14, with them developing so young, there's a guy named Mohammed in Afghanistan that got a very young bride under the age of 10, and it was kind of disturbing. I think she was actually 6. Around the same time, I saw this meme popping up everywhere with Grandpa Anakin and prepubescent Padme. We need to do to him what he did to the sand people that ended his mother. Up next, it's time to take the dog pill. This woman says that all women let their dogs eat peanut butter out of their honeypot at least once, if you know what I mean. Why does it always seem to be the white women that get into this, just like it's the white female teachers that take advantage of young teen guys and have articles about them put in the papers? Maybe this is why you should never date a woman with a dog. She must be auditioning for a peanut butter commercial. Number 16, we have young Leonardo DiCaprio and Monica Bellucci in 1995. And you can clearly see what's in her shirt really wants him. He was probably trying his best, to look somewhere else. She was 31 at the time, so she didn't have a chance, even with her chesticles like that. I think it was at that moment where he realized that all the women he should be involved with in the future would be under 25. Moving on, apparently this is what this woman's newborn sees as she drops the baby on the floor for the 5th time in a week. If she keeps doing this, then in 25 years, this is what she's going to see. Joe Pantalone is the kid's brother, of course. Can you see the uncanny resemblance? Do you see the two shiners under her eyes as well? Does that mean that when you burn the coal, you have to pay the toll? Up next is the difference between how women perceive men and how men perceive women. We put them on a pedestal and women put us on a tool shelf. But I don't put women on a pedestal anymore. I now view them more like used cars. I think the main part is also missing a wallet or credit card, and not to mention a therapy sofa, because most of the time, we end up being their therapists or emotional tampons. Remember, for women to look up to you, you must look down on women. Number 19, the relatively new game, Miss Monopoly, says they're the first game where women have the advantage over the males. Chess says hold my beer, or better yet, hold my rook, because the queen is the most powerful there. Miss Monopoly is the perfect feminist game, though, because it took a game that treated men and women equally and changed it so that women were treated better than men. Moving on, back in high school, Marge was a snobby bitch. But now, 10 years later, you get a friend request from Large Marge. And now she's a single mother wondering why you guys never talked in high school. And she wants to catch up and hang out. Remember to always delete friend requests from women like this. Her options have run out, and she wants to see if she can still find men that remember how attractive she used to be, and that still might love the ghost of her old body. Number 21 is the divorce rate between straight couples and lesbian couples. It's 75% for lesbians and 50% for straight couples. So who's the real problem here? For gay men, it's only 25%. Looks like women are the common denominator if we end up generalizing. Also remember that 90% of divorces are initiated by a woman if she has a bachelor's degree or higher. Up next is a woman, I think, and the shape she's in, she couldn't even donate her body to science fiction. But seriously, who or what is hiding in her fabulous fupa? How can she even walk around after eating an entire person like that? She reminds me of a snake that ate a deer. Or maybe she ate a hunter, and that's this stretched out camo that she's wearing. How does she clean herself properly? All questions I don't want to know the answer to. Number 23, apparently reading, writing, and math requirements are found to be harmful to students of color. But I bet not East Asians and Indians. What do they mean by colored? Is that code for black people or something like that? Because these days, affirmative action programs handicap Indians and East Asians like they do whites. Apparently, they aren't minority enough for the minority club. moving on as a woman upset that the man she was with dumped her and he didn't give her any closure. So she wrote him a 1,300-word essay of his behavior and mailed it out to him. If he's anything like me, when a woman sends me a long letter like that, I just ignore it and don't read it. It's just a lot of verbal diarrhea. She, of course, is just sending this out for a chat. Remember, guys, when you punish women with silence, it messes them up for life. Number 25, and the last one, is St. Paul's, Minnesota, which has now elected their first all-female minority city council, and all of them are women of color. If the city implodes, they'll find a way to blame white males, though. This just shows you what women can accomplish when they work together. You know, it's probably going to become a bankrupt, crime-ridden abortion capital very shortly. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up and a comment to help it reach more viewers, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.